Shoot Yeah, it's hour four of the nation. We are 30 minutes away, 26 minutes away now from the G-Bag of the Day, and then LA Live's coming up at 5:40. Time now for an edition of Football's Finest. Here's Eric Chiafalo.
Put this name on your list of gentlemen to replace Matt Eberflus right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Let's go to Kansas City and call up Dave Merritt. Steve Spagnuolo's right-hand man, defensive backs coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, this is a name that was popping up when we were prepping for that Thanksgiving game versus the Chiefs. I kept seeing, like, from big time, like, Chiefs podcaster insider, like those kind of people, like showing a lot of love to Dave Merritt, the DB's coach.
Yeah.
And so I went and just tried to do a little bit of research here, and this seems like a guy that you should be calling. Now, if this was just the Joneses spearheading this particular search, this would just be a name that you could just throw in the garbage can.
There's no chance.
Similar to Carl Scott of the Seahawks, who I might actually like even more.
And
like,
quite frankly, Jim Leonard probably too.
Yeah. And I actually have some shoddy quotes about Jim Leonard that we can get to here in a second. But this dude, Dave Merritt, he played linebacker in the NFL for a few years in the early 90s. He was on staff with the Jets and Herm Edwards early in his career, did some linebacker stuff, did some D-line stuff, and then he hopped on with Spags and the Giants in 06. So he wins Super Bowls with Spags and the Giants. Then he ends up back with Spagnuolo in Kansas City, and he's been coaching the DBs. And he was coaching the DBs with the Giants as well. So he's won a bunch of Super Bowls, Chiefs and Giants, and he's been in and around the league for a long time. And Broadus made a good point. Like, this is a guy that played linebacker, coached linebackers, did some D-line coaching as well, and then ever since has been with the secondary.
Yeah, this guy is very reminiscent of how, like, an Andy Reid worked in Green Bay. Andy was tight ends, tackles coach, then went to quarterbacks, kind of was able to marry blocking schemes with routes. So he had the interior game with the perimeter game.
Yeah, had the full picture when you build an offense.
Yeah, this guy, as you mentioned, he is in college. He was at Virginia Military, and he's coaching linebackers. And then he started, when he got in the league, with the Jets in 2001, you mentioned with Herm Edwards, he became a defensive assistant and a linebackers coach. And then with the Giants, he was a defensive assistant and then got involved with the secondary there. So here's a guy that's worked with defensive line in his career. He's worked with linebackers in his career, and he's done the secondary stuff. So that's a guy that's kind of seen it on all levels. And, you know, just not a guy that you think, oh, well, this guy's a defensive coordinator and we can bring him on board. And he's, you know, just coached one position. He's coached all the positions. So that's the kind of guy you want that's got that kind of experience when it comes to coaching.
Yeah, I mean, a laundry list of really good DBs that he's coached. I mean, in 2022, the Chiefs had 5 rookie DBs.
Yeah, Jalen Watson, I remember. I mean, they were getting production from guys that, like, really not big names at all.
Right.
And he ends up making them into pretty darn good players. So, yeah, I mean, he's definitely a guy that I would be considering. No question. That's a good find.
I mean, worked with Patrick Peterson in Arizona. You have guys like Antrell Roll at the safety position with the Giants back in the day. Yeah. Tyrann Mathieu, Justin Reed at the safety spot. And he's been at the hip pocket of Steve Spagnuolo. So you're talking about the Chiefs ranking 8th in disguise coverage rate, 11th in man coverage rate. Those are things that you want. You know about the blitz packages that Spags has in his arsenal. And you got to think this guy who's been coaching in the league for 29 years, and many of those are alongside Steve Spagnuolo. So that would be a guy that I would definitely have on the list. And with Shoddy, you saw the way he built the offensive staff. Like, he's willing to think outside the box a little bit. Mm-hmm. Clayton Adams, Connor Riley, was it Overstreet or who's doing
the? David Overstreet.
Yeah, from Oregon, right? Coaching the wide receivers.
Oh, that's Junior Adams.
Junior Adams.
Overstreet was the secondary coach that Flus brought over from the Bears.
That's right. So, I mean, you see Shoddy having a little bit more of a stomach for not just dipping into the same old recycled names when he built out his offensive staff. So I think you can expect maybe a little bit more creativity, at least in terms of guys they're willing to interview to bring in here. So that's another dude on the list. And the Chiefs have a couple, like I think to your point with the Seahawks, and it's even more with the Seahawks in terms of the amount of free agents those guys have defensively that maybe you could bring in if you take their passing game coordinator, Carl Scott, who is fantastic.
Yep. And his resume is really impressive.
Resume is amazing. And if he was going to come to town and maybe want to bring in some of his familiar players from Seattle, you'd have a great opportunity to do that. With the Chiefs, you have Watson at corner and you have Chenault, the linebacker.
Right.
Two guys that are free agents that aren't going to be super expensive, and you could maybe bring those guys in as well to kind of get this thing off the ground a little bit with some familiarity.
Could you pry the honey badger out of retirement?
Yeah, that's a good point. I haven't checked. Isn't Tyrann Mathieu doing he's doing a podcast. I think
he's kind of
popping on YouTube quite a bit.
He was floating around before the Chiefs were eliminated. He was like, hey, if they called me, I'd be interested in coming back. They just never called. I mean, he could be done. Who knows? But maybe he is still itching to play a little bit.
But for a guy that does a lot of work in the secondary and has coached at every level of the defense from line to linebacker, and he was interviewed by the Niners in 2024 when they ended up going with Sorensen to be their defensive coordinator. So I think he sounds like, from like the Chiefs' perspective, it seems like he's sort of going to be the heir apparent to Spagnuolo if and when he ever leaves. So I don't know what his appetite is for jumping at a defensive coordinator job right now, if he feels like he's going to replace Spagnuolo. But there's no question this is a guy that needs to be on the list of candidates that you give a call to.
And I think they are going to review him for sure. Like, Shoddy's energy today when he was asked specifically about Leonard and then one other guy, maybe from the Jets, the initials DT, I forget what the name was, but he was very noncommittal and just kind of talking very plainly about the names that were brought up and you know, just talked about how they're going to do an exhaustive search here to try to find the perfect candidate for this.
Yeah, and Nick Harris had a quote from Shoddy about Jim Leonard, a guy who's definitely on the list of people that we would like, the passing game coordinator and assistant head coach with the Broncos. He says, I saw Jim before we played Denver earlier this year. Jim's a heck of a football coach. You talk about a great football player. We had some great years together in New York. I wouldn't say that we've stayed in touch. This business is hard. You get going a million miles an hour. You got to speak to what Sean Payton and what that entire staff has done there. Vance Joseph, their DC, is a guy I have a ton of respect for. Jim's an excellent coach.
So I guess the rules are different when talking about coaches on teams as compared to players on teams. Because I was expecting, like, we can't answer that. It'd be tampering at this point. But speak a little bit more freely.
But you got a window right now, right?
Today they have the opportunity to interview those guys if they want to. The problem is that window is now closing, so I don't think they're going to be able to do so until the Broncos and the Seahawks are eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah, I would say that's one of the biggest disappointments of today's presser was the zero interview requests for the DC. Like, you haven't even sent those out yet. Like, thank you for getting the Eberflus thing handled, but we haven't already pivoted quickly here to try and at least...
That's what makes me think it's not going to be a name. Number one, Jerry doesn't want to pay a name. And number two, I don't think Shoddy's going for the thing that's on the surface. I think he really wants to drill down and maybe find somebody hungry.
Yeah, and then you also had Nick Harris with Jerry Jones talking about Kenny Clark and Terrence Steele in the walk-off. And if they anticipate having conversations with Clark and Steele in terms of trying to create cap space, because Terrence Steele's on the short list of guys that we think maybe on his way out of here, you can save like $14 million in cap room if you post June 1 cut Terrence Steele at right tackle. But he says, no, I want to say this just right. I want them to be a part of our culture. If we're tippy-toeing around, we obviously want to get Kenny's business straight. Terrence has a contract, and that implies something else. I don't want to get there, and that's not what we should be talking about and looking at his contract, so to speak.
Who was that? Was that Jerry?
That was Jerry talking about Kenny Clark and Terrence Steele.
Because Shoddy today talking about the tackles was saying Tyler Smith's going to be left guard, at least going into the offseason, and they liked Guyton and Thomas with a year of work more than, and he didn't even mention Steele at the time that he was talking about the tackles.
Yeah, hard to, I think I would take, I'd read more into that than whatever Jerry's talking about with Terrence Steele right now. He's not going to just make some like overarching decision in regards to Terrence Steele, like moving on from a player like that. you're not just going to be willy-nilly talking about it. So I would still expect Terrence Steele to sort of be on the chopping block at, you know, at some point this offseason. Now, elsewhere around the NFL right now, how about the 31-year-old, man? I think I played against this dude in high school, the Broncos quarterback coach. Passing game coordinator.
Oh, Davis Webb?
Davis Webb.
Texas Tech Red Raider.
Yeah.
Yeah, interviewing for the head job with the Raiders.
He's been a riser, man. There's a lot of teams that think very highly of him. That's interesting, though, the Raiders gig.
Yeah. Yeah, and who knows? Like, you wonder about some of this stuff. Like, are they trying to figure out, hey, you would be our OC if we bring Flores to be head coach?
Yeah,
like,
it's not. That makes sense.
Like, because that would still be a step up for him, a guy that's never even been a play caller in the NFL, but only, I mean, 31 years old.
Yeah. Well, they hired Lane Kiffin. What? Lane Kiffin was in his 20s when Al Davis hired him.
Wow. Was he really?
Yeah. Lane Kiffin was, I think when Lane Kiffin was hired by the Raiders, I don't look it up, but I believe he was in his 20s when he got the job.
Unbelievable. Now, who do you guys think is the odds-on favorite for the Super Bowl right now?
The Seattle Seahawks.
You nailed that. And the Seahawks, man, my gosh. Do you see what they did to the Niners on Saturday night?
It's unbelievable.
That was the worst rushing performance for the 49ers since Kyle Shanahan became their head coach in regards to success rate.
That was with Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, the Seahawks completely neutralized him. A span of 9 years, 161 games, and no other defense had shut them down quite like the Seahawks did.
He was 31 years old.
31 was Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, 31 when he was hired in 07.
Bro, the Niners had a 10% rushing success rate versus the Seahawks in that game.
I mean,
it just completely bottled them up.
They've drafted incredibly well. You got to give your old guy that was sleeping on your couch there, Schneider, a lot of credit. I mean, they've hit especially in the second round, first round. I mean, they've done an excellent job. But free agency, man, getting our guy DeMarcus Lawrence to go over there, that was a home run signing for them. And the coaching staff. I mean, Mike McDonald is probably the guy you're wanting to poach from right now outside of what they got going in Denver or Houston, maybe those staffs.
Yeah,
some incredible wins throughout the year for Seattle, scoring 27 on the Texans, probably the last team to do that. That was back in October. But to close out the season with wins over the Rams, Panthers, and 49ers, and I was looking at Seattle like a month ago, is this team going to make the playoffs? Could they stumble? Hell no, they didn't. They're strutting in here.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Got to give credit to Brian's former intern, Snyder. Mm-hmm.
John Snyder. He knows ball.
Sweaty armpits guy. You see him high fiving in the booth.
Oh, he's kind of John. John, yeah, John was a smaller guy. Now he's put on some, like, he's got some body armor on him.
And it's kind of becoming sneaky, like one of the top franchises out there. Like, this is three different quarterbacks that have been Super Bowl teams, from Russell Wilson, Hasselbeck, and now Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
They're doing a hell of a job up there.
They really are. How about the 817? My roommate in college flooded Davis Webb's house with a water hose in Lubbock.
Wow.
Sounds mean.
469 went to high school with Davis Webb. And his dad coached at Keller. I'm pretty sure I played against him before he went on to, I don't know, Prosper or something like that for his senior year.
Yeah.
But 31 years old, getting interviews right now with the Raiders.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Football's finest is in the books. It's the GBAC Nation here on the Fan. We'll hit the expressway, take a look at everything that's been breaking here throughout your broadcast afternoon, get you over to the GBAC of the day and then LA Live, and we'll hit the expressway coming up next here on the Fan. Welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time to hit the expressway. We're going to go commercial free all the way to the top. 682 says, bird's eye view from behind. Gotcha, Gavin. Yeah, I don't know what I meant with that bird's eye view thing. But I had a clear view of this 18-wheeler. You're coming up through town east there. They can't possibly keep their trailer and their cab in the same lane at the same time. I don't know how this is legal to make roads like this, DFW. By the way, North Texas, I know it's not the Toll Road Authority, but somebody's in charge of this. And I know they're skirting the rules because it's temporary. Well, people's lives are on the line. And if it happens, you know, to you and you get hit, I just recommend you call the Frankels. Okay, Trey Young says his preference is to be traded to Washington. I love that. By the way, the Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. I love that he wants to go to Washington because it just makes it that much less likely that he could end up with the Dallas Mavericks. Inefficient scorer, bad defensively, just fool's gold in basketball. I mean, salute to the Atlanta GM that constructed the roster around him that they could actually get to the Eastern Finals that one year. They've won playoff series multiple times that they've been in. But like Anthony Davis for Trey Young, I think would be moving back
backwards, as a matter of fact, is we really start to get even more in worse context and consequences of the Luka trade, which is you traded for a guy that's pretty much untradeable. So I don't even know if at the time we understood how badly they lost the trade, and every day that goes by, the trade actually just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah, by the second. I mean, Luka's hitting banger threes and calling out fans courtside on the road last night.
LeBron's telling everybody we got to change our game for Luka.
Right.
There's no Luka changing his game for us. He's the wizard. We just got to be in position around him.
Yeah.
Like, just nauseating.
He's the franchise, man.
I was really banking on the Luka LeBron dynamic for weighing them down a little bit, but LeBron's being the consummate pro here as he's on the other side of 40. Cubs have acquired pitcher Edward Cabrera. In a trade with the Marlins, it sent their top outfield prospect Owen Casey and two other hitting prospects to Miami. That report from the World of Baseball. I don't know if the Rangers are going to do anything. We got about 5 weeks till pitchers and catchers report, though, so we'll be excited. See if these guys can progress back to the mean of who they should be in their career and, you know, put up some runs. Saw the over/under 78.5 for your Texas Rangers.
Okay, I saw. I think 83.5 as well.
83.5.
Okay. Yeah, which was still third in the division.
Both of those are pretty high.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
I thought they'd be a lot lower.
Getting 30 starts for DeGrom and Eovaldi in that situation. Yeah, you know, I think we're back into hope mode here for these Rangers, but I do believe in CY, so there's some belief there. Three suspects have been arrested in connection with the burglary that took place at the home of Shedeur Sanders. In November, they remember they took about $200,000 worth of cash and merchandise, so they got the guys and they're going to get them prosecuted and everything and hopefully get his stuff back. Okay, could this be why Quinnen Williams was on social yesterday so optimistic? He said, great things are coming, so happy to be a Cowboy. Maybe that was just as a result of Matt Eberflus being fired and the defenders breathing a collective sigh of relief. But we go to Albert Breer here. Says in the Cowboys' DC search, where Shoddy could lean on ties to Dan Quinn's coaching tree, and he notes that Shoddy and Quinn were like two peas in a pod. They were great friends here with the Cowboys.
He actually worked for him.
Okay,
because he was remember the Ben McAdoo job where Ben was over kind of biding his time a little bit. That's what Shoddy did. He replaced Ben McAdoo, so he was working with the defensive coaches over there breaking down film.
Says, looking at Shoddy's background, it'd be easy to look at guys who have worked with Dan Quinn as fits. Shoddy and Quinn, a strong relationship, and yada, yada, yada. He says, Jeff Ulbrich and Raheem Morris could be potential candidates who have ties to Quinn. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Ulbrich, 10 seasons at linebacker with the 49ers. Special teams coordinator with Pete Carroll in Seattle. They're Shoddy connection number one. Then 6 years in Atlanta, linebackers coach, work with Dan Quinn there. After that, guy goes to the Jets with Robert Saleh. He was Robert Saleh's DC, and that defense was very good. Actually fell apart when he and Saleh were let go last season. So similar to Dan Quinn, cover three and cover one as a base, and on passing downs, he likes to go to quarters and cover six with split field coverage there. So if they do want to go in that Dan Quinn, you know, single high safety model, maybe Jeff Ulbrich would be a name. And
there's
another
guy, Mike Rutenberg, too, is another guy from Atlanta you need to keep an eye on.
Okay. The Giants are going to interview Mike McCarthy.
Yes,
as well.
They are. Yeah.
I actually
Super Bowl champion Mike McCarthy.
Is this concerning? I mean, he might just be a regular season coach, but he's a good program builder, isn't he? Like, he's another guy that could raise the floor of that organization.
Chief, did you like how I told Bob Papa he's lazy?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty
in the pregame show.
Pretty awesome.
Bob Papa's like, yeah, you know, Mike McCarthy would make a lot of sense. I'm like, you know what? He's won a Super Bowl, but I've heard he's just extremely lazy. As
a
coach,
called him fat too.
I didn't call him fat. I said he was extremely lazy.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Lead the league in DoorDash deliveries, you think?
I just told him he was a lazy coach.
Massage here and there.
Todd Bowles is going to return as Bucs coach. I think we've known that for a couple of days, but now it's official.
All right.
And maybe the biggest whopper, Jerry Jones at the presser today. That is making headlines on national outlets. It's not the part about free agency or any of the other interesting things he said, bringing up Micah Parsons continuously and then saying, I don't really want to talk about Mike anymore, but here's some more Micah content. He said the goal is to retire with the most Super Bowl wins ever as a team owner. Stephen quipping that he's got a lot of work to do to catch Robert Kraft, who is the owner leader with six Super Bowls. So there you have that. All right, it is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander.
Yeah. Hey, man, shout out to Steve Gutenberg. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Broder says some name made me think of old Steve Gutenberg.
He's always kind of hanging out in, like, New York City. Like, yeah. People walk up to him, and he's just royalty. says stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Royalty, man. Steve Gutenberg, bro.
Gutenberg.
From Police Academy. And speaking of Police Academy, RIP to the actress. What's her name? Oh, my gosh. Oh, she died from Laverne Hooks.
Oh.
She used to talk like this, but she was real strong.
On Police Academy, if anybody remembers that.
Oh, I do.
She passed today.
Oh, yeah. Some prayers.
She is now an ancestor. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan, 5:30. What's up, brother? You good?
Yeah, breathing dirt.
Man, come on. Me and you both, brother.
Yeah.
I carry so much tension in my neck. I'm like, about to have a stroke? Oh, my gosh.
I do. I look at more videos on things. I think something's always wrong with me. Yep. I am. I'm like, I got to check this.
Yep. Yeah. All right, yeah. Is your old lady, she good at, like, helping you out if something happens?
Yeah,
is she like, okay.
Yeah, she
first aid and everything, she's good at that?
I think she can. Right. I think she can at least call 911.
Okay, good.
Mine's worked at a doctor's office for, like, 2 years now. She thinks she's got a doctor's license.
Okay, good.
There you go.
As long as she don't panic on the trigger when things happen.
I'm starting to trust her.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'll go with it. I'm going
to
be fine.
That's what Sinbad said. You want somebody that knows how to help you out if you're in a stroke.
Ooh.
She's like, are you okay? All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan, 5:30. My name is L.A. Matter of fact, hold on. It's to do it better.
Each weekday at 5:30, Gavin, Lucius, and the guys bring you the G-Bag of the Day. The craziest audio sent in from you and all of the Tolos. That's every day at 5:30 and replayed the next day at 2:30. Driven by East Dallas Diesel and East Dallas Motor Cars.
Thank you, guys.
Do you prefer Luscious or Lucius?
Lucius is the first time. That was the first time I've heard Lucius.
Lucius.
I've been Luscious my whole life and Lucios, but not that one right there.
Only one in Cuba.
Yeah. All right, our winner in champ of G-Bag of the Day, day one, going for two right here. It's the NBA on NBC. Snoop Dogg was on the call for the Clippers-Warriors game. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr got fired up. Got himself kicked out the game. Snoop was loving it.
Go to the rack. Draymond all the way. Good pass. Ooh! Ooh, he snapped the brain. He Windex signed that. Get off the Windex shine.
Get the backboard. Oh, look at Steve Kerr. He's all the way out here.
Uh-oh, Steve, don't get thrown out. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up, Steve. Ready to fire on him.
He's already gone.
Steve banging Inglewood right now. Inglewood. Get him, Steve. You and Inglewood, Steve.
Yeah.
The Arizona Wildcat that came out and look at him.
I've got to see that replay. It looked like that it had touched the glass there by Peyton. Hard to tell.
Hard to tell.
I can't tell. Here we go. This will tell me everything I need to know.
Oh yes.
That hit the backboard. That hit the backboard.
Somebody hold me. Hold me. Hold me back. Get my purse. Hold me back.
So that was a reasonable crash out for Steve Kerr right there.
That was a reasonable crash out.
I just love that Steve can't move anybody with all of his pushing. Like, he's leaning with everything he's got against Stotts, and Stotts is just long-arming him. Like a left tackle out
there. Calm down, Steve. Calm down, baby. Calm down. Let him make it. All right, let's see what we got else for you boys. Hey. I was in the gym listening to this earlier. Let's go to some road rage. Grandpa's got a little bad road rage. I'm pretty sure everybody's stuck in traffic right now. Got some road rage. By the way, when we get off early, I never realized how much traffic is really out there around 5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, bro.
So bad.
Hey, too man. Much. I'm with y'all. So is Grandpa right here.
I can't go through there. She have to get... Ma'am, you have to pull out so I can pull out.
Got a shake voice.
Ooh. She about to hit the pole. Oh, she crushed the pole.
Go.
Oh, my God. Jesus, I told her that. Then she going to get mad at me.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
I am too. Lady, I can't get around you. What is wrong with you?
Song.
She don't. Damn, done tore up the back of her car. Being a dumb man.
It's
I told her
out.
That. Don't laugh, Mari, don't laugh. Put that dumb on her. She gonna back in and just rip her whole bumper off.
Get that man a shot of whiskey.
That is awesome.
A tough day, Gramps.
He was having a hard time. I told her that.
That out of the back, Grandpa. Take a nap.
Yeah. Hey, hold on one time.
More action needed in a week.
Each weekday at 5:30, Gavin, Lucius, and the guys bring you the G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah, has that ever aired on the station? No way.
Yes, yeah, dude. Yeah. There used to be one for L.A. Live. L.A. Live with Luscious.
Yeah.
I tried to find it in the system. It's gone, man. I want that drop so bad. So bad. All right, Mr. Dawson, you were talking about watching the games live and getting some reactions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With your broadcasting partner.
Found out, by the way, last night. I confronted him on this. he's scared. He's like, here's what it comes down to, buddy. I have four kids and one wife, and they're all, like, maniacs. So at any point, we could be live, and they'd just be running into the room, like, naked.
That's great. You know, that's what you need. Okay. That's what you need.
That's how you go viral.
Anything could happen.
Yeah, that's what you need. That's what you need, man. That's what that in real life is about. Anything can happen.
I think so.
Rossi takes. She was watching the Commanders Eagles live and crashed out on the Eagles.
She's annoying.
You heard of her? You've heard of her before?
Oh, yeah. She'll pop up on my TikTok feed every once in a while.
Yeah, she's got a potty mouth.
She does.
Here they go again. F-ing game, because you're f-ing ass. This is who you wanted instead of Jalen Hurts, Eagles fans. Are you guys happy? Are you guys happy? All year, you guys, bitch. All year that, Tanner McGee should be QB1. No, he f***ing shouldn't. He can't even f***ing complete a f***ing pass. Holy crash out. You guys are ass.
You guys are
holy s***. What are you doing? What is that? What is that bullshit? What the f*** are you doing? F***ing fire, Sirianni. F***ing, this is the stupidest decision. I really hope resting was worth it. And also, Washington, you just f***ed over your draft pick. I hope you guys are happy. Holy f***, you guys are ass!
There's two drops in there for later. I'm definitely going to use them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm gonna use this
looks
one.
Exactly like
you
she sounds.
Yeah.
She looks like Philadelphia. Yeah,
does she?
Yeah. Looks like she's Philadelphia. That's crazy, bro.
She did the ice bath challenge. You can see that.
Oh, really?
A lot of cheesesteaks and light beer going on.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else we got right here. Oh, Mr. Broadus.
What?
Wooly Bully's top 10 countdown today. He did the worst desserts.
Uh-huh.
Broadus is not a fan of the minced meat. It made the list.
Meat pies, yeah. Five
for us.
Minced meat pie.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, it's pork chops and applesauce.
Wow.
That's not an American.
Where did that come from? Is that German or something?
That sounds
19th century.
This is it, man.
Crazy, bro.
Take it down with a little bit of vodka.
Mincemeat pie.
They're at the gates.
That's like
make me a mincemeat pie.
Yeah, that's like Game of Thrones.
We're about to be taken over.
Quick down, mincemeat pies.
Oh, jeez. I can see Patton's tanks. Make a mincemeat pie.
About to be taken over. They're at the game.
Give me applesauce. Get the pies.
Only one thing can help us now.
Save me now.
We can't be saved.
Mincemeat pie, bro. That's crazy, bro. That's you're hilarious.
Each weekday at 5:30, Gavin, Lucius, and the guys bring you the G-Bag of the Day.
Oh, man. That's funny to me.
Kevin, Lucia's in the guys.
Yeah. This isn't one.
Winner.
Pacers fan. He was heckling rookie Stephon Castle of the Spurs while he was at the free throw line.
Oh, no.
He's using hot dogs, cold hot dogs, in fact, to troll him. It's pretty good.
Hey, Castle! You like your hot dogs cold!
I know this is going to throw you off, bro. I don't care how focused you are.
Hey, Castle! You like your hot dogs cold!
It's going to get you every time. I promise.
That works.
That'll make you chuckle. I love it when the players break their serious faces. Yeah. And, okay, that was good.
Yeah.
All right, time to vote.
Yeah.
Is it Snoop Dogg, our champion, doing the play-by-play of Steve Kerr's ejection
from that basketball game against the Clippers. You got a road raging grandpa.
Oh, man.
That's gold. You got Rossi Takes watching the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's music to my ears.
Yep.
Brought us on the minced meat pie. That pork chops and applesauce line reminds me. Remember the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
Peter Brady doing the Humphrey Bogart?
Yep. Yep.
For whatever reason, that like that one and the girl with the doll and the she sells by the seashore Brady Bunch episodes. My all time favorites, by the way. I know this is probably did you guys ever watch a Brady Bunch episode?
Oh,
not a single one.
I don't think I watched.
Oh, Allison, she was in love with the meat guy.
Sure, Jan.
Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver, the movie.
The movie.
With Shooter McGavin.
With our guy from Brink.
Wow.
I didn't even know they had a movie.
Yeah, bro. Shooter McGavin's the dad. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Ward Cleaver?
And the swim fan girl was in it.
Or is it Stefan Castle being trolled? Man. I'm going to go with Rossi Takes, Chief. How about you?
I'm going to go with Broadus.
Okay, we are tied at one, Lucius.
You might have to come back to me. I'm still between Grandpa and Broadus.
Okay. Wolchuk?
I'm going to go with Grandpa.
We're tied at one, Brian.
Broadus.
Calvin Broadus or Brian Broadus?
Brian Broadus.
Yeah.
Two D's, one D. I'm going to go with, good call. Yeah. Good call. I'm going to go with myself.
Already? And Lucius?
Yeah, I like that one too. That's hilarious.
Score a 3-1-1, and your new G Bag of the Day champion. It's Brian Broadus, former Cowboys scout.
Yes.
Time to stay in the Pimp Cup. We're Lucius. Has some LA Live.
All right, man. It's a Butt Naked Wednesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
You squares, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Oh, Barkley got hammered on that penetration by Fletcher Cox. Finishes with the tip.
Yeah, and somebody's going to get that gobbler at the end of this game, too.
Dix gets a much-needed blow.
Oh. No, I was too fat to get rib injuries. I had too much cushion there, Shannon, but thanks for asking.
More cushion for the pushing, they say. They always say that about you, Mark.
Hard-hitting tension and snow. Sounds like my kind of Monday night.
We didn't let the team go because we were stretching our balls.
Okay.
Deepest penetration of the night.
Needed two thrusts to get it in. Diggs coming right behind him inside.
Ooh. As I said before, Zimmer has a nice package.
Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein.
Damn,
good
what?
Job getting rid of that football with that
now? Coming right in his face.
Does the tooth fairy come for 26-year-old?
Huh?
He tried to get that stiffy. That's hard to do, man. That's hard to do.
See if he can jerk one of the Jets.
I think their D's been fine.
I think their D has really probably performed above expectations coming in.
And that's a tough one to swallow. That's tough to swallow. Ace.
And the Bears have swallowed them all night.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Oh, no. This is LA Live for Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu for naming today Butt Naked Wednesday. I, too, was born underwater with $6. Well, $3, excuse me, $6 Miss Badu. Sorry about that. Yeah. But peace to the gods and earths out there. It is your time. It is your time. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I hope they did that math today, Broadus.
Yes, do that
I
math.
I hope they did that math today. That's all you had to do. I have a question for the Tolos, but before I get to that, I got an update from a butt-naked story I did last November. Do you remember the story about former Carolina Panther Matt Khalil?
Yes.
Oh, yes. It's gone to court, right?
He's got a big package. Big package.
Yeah, very big. His ex-wife, Haley, who's a content creator.
Yeah.
Said the size of Matt's little Matt ruined their marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She described it as, well, I'm not going to say how she described it. Pause.
Tubuku.
Where tubuku?
It's like kind of funny. It's like my life is a comedy and it writes itself.
But like, okay, huge bug. Okay, I don't want to
No. Yeah.
Was that the biggest factor?
Yeah, the biggest factor, yes.
My God.
This dude is excited.
Yeah, like, love him, but he's my homie, you know? He's like 0.01% of the population.
Oh, like that?
No, he was just.
Yeah.
Two coke cans stacked on top of each other. Maybe even a third type shit.
Wow. Oof. Two cans, maybe a third.
Blessed.
Well, Matt is suing her for that right there.
He is.
Suing her for $75,000. Claiming he has been getting subject of unwanted attention. Duh. Duh, bro.
From the hub.
Yeah. Getting too much positive attention out here. All the ladies like me all of a sudden. Invasive commentary from the public. That's us. embarrassment from his family members.
Oh.
Pretty sure his mom already knows.
Matthew.
Dad knows too yet.
He's got the name Meatloaf.
Yeah, dad pulled him to the side like Teen Wolf's dad. Oh, me too, son. Don't worry about it.
It's an affliction.
Yo, don't worry about it. Yep, invasion of privacy. He said all of these things. He's suing her for $75,000. Says she gained a whole lot of money off of this attention right here.
Sure.
Probably one of these very contentious divorce attorney things. Like you're just making up reasons to sue each other and to try to reclaim part of. I think it's got to be overzealous lawyering, right? Do you think he really cares?
You can't. That's a
great thing to put out there.
Yeah, that's not bad.
She didn't call you a 1 minute man or something like that. Or, I was never satisfied. I faked it and all. She didn't say anything like that.
Yeah.
She said, I love this guy, but it was just way too much for me.
I mean, I think that's kind of the opposite of why Hogan sued Bubba the Love Sponge. Was he exposed the opposite being true about him?
Oh.
Yeah.
And Roy's got to him? They got to Hogan's Hogan?
Or just wasn't blessed, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Tell me about it.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that might be a suable offense. Hogan actually argued in court, I'm supposed to be the ideal, like, male superstar figure, and he exposed the fact that I'm a little lacking. In the packing department, you know what I'm saying?
I wonder if he was stuffing down there during those matches then.
Oh, for sure.
Got to be stuffing down there.
He had the dodgeball pump.
Yeah. Watch out, brother. Let me get that right there.
Let me inflate up the speed
right there, brother. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Butt Naked Wednesdays. I got a question for the Tolos listening. Shout out to you. I appreciate you listening. I really do, 100%. What needs to make a comeback in 2026? The year just started. What needs to make a comeback in 2026? Michael a lot of Parsons. People said themselves. Michael Parsons?
Michael Parsons.
I'm pretty sure he's saying that as well.
Yeah.
Not right now. He's with Diggs, showing him around the way.
Come back to the Cowboys.
Yeah. What needs to make a comeback in 2026? I asked this to the Tolos to follow me on Facebook. Hold on. Best ad libs in all of music. Once again, above the world. Oh my God, here I am. All right, anyway, when needs to make a comeback in 2026? Tolo says the Wheel of Misfortune.
Oh, it's right there.
There it is, right
still
there.
Got a lot of laundry on it right now.
Yeah. Yep. It looks like some workout equipment.
It is. It looks like a Stairmaster.
It's like a wheel of cheese right now. Yeah. Mott's.
When needs to make a comeback? BlackBerry phones. This Tolo says, bring the BlackBerries back.
Phones, dude, BlackBerry was where it was at, dude.
Yeah.
Playing Brick Breaker on that thing.
Yeah. It's a sad day when it totally became trash.
Yeah.
I remember it specifically. They came out with their own touchscreen version.
Yeah, I do remember
and it
that.
It was so horrible.
You had to use that pen at first or something like that. Then you try to use your finger. It never really worked right. Yeah, I remember. But you, like, I had one when I was doing radio, and you would know somebody's calling you because everything starts acting up in the studio.
Yeah. I had a phone call.
Yeah. What needs to make a comeback in 2026? 99 gallons for a gas.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Taking over these Venezuela tankers. They'll be down before we know it.
Yeah. I hear that oil is real thick, so it might be a minute.
Yeah.
NASA needs to start putting men back on the moon, as Tolo says.
I take it to leave. Okay.
All right. I think he's got some conspiracies going on.
Dutch.
You haven't been back. Wonder why. The Budweiser Real Men of Genius commercials need to make
Real
a comeback.
Those were for
amazing.
The Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah, those were fire. Dollar movies. Dollar movies need to make a comeback. I used to go to those.
Yeah.
I used to go to those.
I mean, what they're getting for the concessions, they should let us in for free. You know what I'm saying?
The concessions
might work
are
out
so
better.
Expensive.
Been in a movie, there's like 20 people in there.
Come on, man. You need to do that, bro. Class action lawsuit or something like that. Put it together. You're the spokesperson. This Tolo says, bring back natural bodies.
Yes, please. And lips. You know, the Botox.
They're doing some crazy
We've swung too far the other way.
I mean, when you're out of these airports traveling around the country for the holidays or summer vacation or whatever, you can, like, spot the Dallas women. Oh, I bet that woman's from Dallas. You know,
damn.
Either Either they're very ample booties.
Are you from Dallas?
Or their lips.
Ample booties. How much do booties cost nowadays? Send it to the fan text. How much do booties cost out there? He sure does.
He's getting popped again.
He's got to chill, fam.
Yeah, he does.
He's got to chill.
It's starting to get weird.
Isn't he like having a getting ready to get married or something?
Is he?
Maybe.
Because
he was.
Yeah, that's right. Because
that's crazy.
His girlfriend got pregnant or whatever.
Yeah. Can't help himself.
Yeah. Same time Mariah Lynn was making all that noise. Boy, you got to calm down.
His
fam.
Roster is diabolical.
He eats the table. It's the worst roster of all time.
And he's spending cash on that thing.
Music with live instruments and band members. Bring that back. Hand out ass whoopings instead of that gunplay. Absolutely. Especially out to the club. Y'all don't have all that tequila and reposado. And you can't shoot. You can't aim, fam. Shooting random people out here. Bring back the 1999 Dallas Stars.
Oh, there you go.
That was a great team.
That was a great team.
Rent being under $1,000 needs to come back. How much was your first rent?
$275.
$275?
Yeah. Wow. Had a nice little duplex.
A duplex? Jeez. Mine was like $750 or something like that for an apartment.
Yeah, mine was $750 in Denton.
And you got them like $900 apartments. You was doing something.
It was
$699. Jeez. Bring that back. Let's see here. Real news and not fake AI-generated slop. Bring back the real news. Another Tolo says, bring back them stimulus checks and PPP loans.
Get on board with that.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it. Let's see what else. Bring back family reunions and cookouts. When's the last time you've been to a family reunion? You got family reunions?
Never.
It's been
never
probably 25 years.
We never did one.
With the shirts and everything?
Yeah, the shirts.
Yeah.
You like run out of park.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like 100 people there.
Get there to this cabana first and start setting up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now all those families are just going to like Disney World. You see them all with the shirts. Like,
yeah.
Oh, Disney trip 2026.
Yeah.
We definitely have cookouts in our family a lot. What needs to make a comeback in 2026? G-bag bet payoffs, as Tolo says.
Oh.
Oof.
I got about six of them.
Yeah,
my
you do.
My bad.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Bring back checks and balances.
Yeah.
Declaring
things.
Okay.
Executive order.
Let's see what else. The Ford Mustang Boss 429. That Ford Mustang Boss.
Shelby Cobra.
Bring it back.
Is that from the 70s, like 73? Something like that.
Old Corvette would be nice.
Yeah.
The new Corvettes are nice.
Yeah. They don't even look like a Corvette.
No.
That's why, like, when you, I want them to retro them old school cars.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And make it look old school, but give me the modern vibe to it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd love to have
Don't
a Shelby
freak it up
Cobra.
Too much.
Cobra.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like in the, from the 60s.
Yeah. I want a C10 Chevy boxed. What needs to make a comeback in 2026? Tola says critical thinking skills. Yeah, those are gone, fam. Those are out of here.
Probably not coming back either.
No, it's not. We got a bunch of dumb people with smartphones. Bring back shame. Shame needs to make a comeback. There's no shame out here.
Shame.
Let's see. What needs to make a comeback? Coach John Fossil for the Cowboys special teams.
Good old bones.
Shorts that cover your butt and shirt. And a shirt that covers your belly button.
Blake.
Okay. Yeah.
On both counts.
Is he wearing his girlfriend's clothes again?
He sure does. What?
What?
It's like, why is it frilled? Why you got frills on it? That's all I don't understand. What else we got? Bring back 24-hour Walmarts.
Yes. Why did they stop that?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
First off, great people watching. Second off, now after 10 o'clock, where the hell am I supposed to go get anything?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Some ibuprofen, some diapers.
And things will happen.
Yeah.
You know, I'll wake up at midnight and, oh, gosh, I need something. Now it's like, what's open?
Yeah.
Nada.
Yeah, we used to get off the radio about midnight. And go to Walmart.
Yes.
Go to Walmart, play around. What is it make a comeback? The Dallas Cowboys defense.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Fruitopia drinks. That's a lot of sugar, bro. Ed Hardy trucker hats need to make a comeback.
Those things were wild.
They were. That was a hell of a run.
Ed Hardy, just the outfits were wild.
Oh, my God. I'm glad it's there.
Yeah.
My aunt got me some Ed Hardy, underwear stuff for Christmas. You know, the A shirt?
Yeah.
Some people call it a wife beater. The A-shirt, the tank top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't wear those, bro. They're like, look like sports bras.
Yeah.
They cut way down here on men.
Oh, come on.
Look where it's cut at.
Oh, the Bruce Lee style one?
Just straight up.
Pull it down, roll it in my chest out, fam.
Undershirt.
Come on. It looks crazy. Especially when you're running, you're sweating. People are like, is he got a sports bra? What's going on with dude?
Yeah, the ones is the athletes wear, they're prevalent in soccer. You know, those really look like a sports bra, but they got the heart monitor on them.
Yes. No, I did ask about that one time. I said, buddy's got a sports bra on. What is that about? Yeah, it's a heart monitor.
I think they need to make them deep enough that you could tuck them in. Then it's just going to look like a tank top.
Yeah, you're right about that because it looks strange. What needs to make a comeback in 2026? This Tolo said Jeff Kavanaugh.
He didn't go anywhere.
still killing it. Yeah.
Still crushing.
Been doing shows with him a couple times a week.
Is he still dating that girl from TV?
No, I
don't think so.
No, sir.
Okay, good. I say this respectfully. Have you seen her lately?
She's in Florida, right?
Yeah.
CBS?
Yeah, she comes on TV. You seen her, though?
Not lately.
She done got thick, bro.
Oh, did she?
Oh, my God.
Not thick in the right way?
The great thick.
Okay.
I say that respectfully.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just a man.
Right.
Seen it on TV. I'm just
a man.
Chef's kiss.
Real man.
Shout out to my boy Jeffrey. If I was my uncle seeing that, I'd be like, that's you, nephew? That's you right there, nephew? last one. What needs to make a comeback in 2026? As Tolo said, the cost of living needs to make a comeback. Huh? How about
that? Yes, please.
Yeah. How about
deflation?
That?
I don't know.
Every time I step out the house, it's $100.
No question.
Every time.
No question. It's
brutal.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Well, I'm hungry. I'm like, crap. Oh, we got food at the house.
Do you really have to eat today?
Yeah, come on. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Cowboys news for you on the other side and top takeaways from today's season-ending press conference with your Cowboys. Get you caught up to speed on everything there as they begin to transition into the offseason coming up next year with 1 hour to go to the Nation on The Fan.